13 immigrant high school students in Des Moines are telling their stories for all to hear. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard reports they are part of a project at Drake University to share their personal experience via podcast.
Lincoln High senior Heyman Garun is polishing a script to introduce his grandfather.
He's from Bhutan, like my family. We were forced to leave Bhutan. Then he moved to Nepal. After living many years in Nepal, he came to Michigan, United States.
Garun's recorded interview with his grandfather is part of a storytelling project funded by a grant from Drake's Nelson Institute for Diplomacy and International Affairs. Immigrant students from Des Moines Public Schools are telling their personal sagas about landing in a new country or recalling stories they've heard from family elders. Lincoln High junior Anjana Drukpa was just 7 when her single mother brought 3 daughters to Des Moines from Nepal.
She wanted us to come here to have a better life, to have better housing, for safety and then education, so we can learn, pursue our career, and then get a job.
Drukpa's account of how she and her family settled into a strange city is one of the tales being recorded and loaded to a website. Another comes from Roosevelt High sophomore Giselle Orellana, who recalls her father's ordeal leaving Honduras for the States.
I learned that it took him 2 months to get here, and he traveled here by walking and a train and hitchhiking, and that he got hurt a lot.
The project to capture and preserve the stories of these young immigrants is being directed by 3 Drake professors from 3 university departments.
So my name is Lourdes Gutierrez Najera.
She's an assistant professor of anthropology.
I'm an immigrant, and so this is part of my life's work.
Her family came from border towns in Mexico. The things she's hearing from the students resonate.
In listening to these stories, I'm just reminded of the resilience of these young people.
They also hit home for another of the Drake professors, Kevin Lamb from the School of Education.
I came to the U.S. in 1979 when I was about 6, and so came here as a boat person, right? So part of the second wave that left Vietnam.
His eyes moisten as he reflects on what the story sharing project means for him.
I've gotten emotional because at the most basic level, it's a visceral reaction to the experiences, that's based on a lot of pain and trauma.
But it takes a non-immigrant, Drake Sr. Drew Finney from Waukee, to explain why people should listen to the podcasts once they're posted online.
Because everyone has sort of a different experience in life. It's important to understand other people's perspective so that you're not stuck in your own bubble.
Among the goals of this digital exercise in storytelling is to break down stereotypes, to make the debate over immigration more personal. It's been 8 years since Anjana Drukpa arrived in Des Moines from the mountains of Nepal. Her mother was a trained pharmacist, but worked as a laundress to provide for her daughters. One of Drukpa's sisters works as a translator. Another is studying to be a medical assistant. Drukpa is using her story to offer thanks.
I've earned so many recognition from school. I went to the National Academy of Future Physicians and Medical Scientists this summer at Boston University. So we're just working really hard to make our mom proud for what she has done for us.
The Immigrant Podcast will go up on SoundCloud, iTunes, and a customized website in September. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.